10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday, ready for the weekend and ready to be here for you guys as we get things going. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. You all set for the weekend? We got Walk for Wishes tomorrow morning out there at Town Square. We'll be out there early tomorrow morning, and the walk starts around 8:30, so that should be a lot of fun tomorrow morning.
Yeah, looking forward to Walk for Wishes tomorrow. Can't wait to see everyone out there. Yes, I'm so looking forward to the weekend. Last night, both of my daughters came back in town. I was like so just... You know, it was just not fun not having them around. So it was really nice that they're both back safely. My oldest came to visit for my birthday, even though it was on Monday. We're going to celebrate this weekend. My youngest had a school trip, so she's back in town from that. She did really well. So, yeah, it was a good day for sure.
Nice full house. Is Sophie coming in today?
Is she coming in?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's here right now. She's here right now.
Hey, you. How's it going?
Good morning,
hey.
Everyone. Happy Friday.
I can't see in that studio, so I had no idea she was back there. Hey.
I had her hidden for a little bit.
Yeah, welcome, Sophie.
We'll have to get the wireless mic.
Wireless mic. We have a routine that we do. That is awesome. I'm so happy to see you. How are you? Can she hear me?
I'm going
to
give her the headphones.
Okay.
Here we go.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad. How's the semester going so far?
So far, so good. We're nearing the end here, so we're in the home stretch, but we're hanging in there.
Oh, we're so proud of you. College kid doing her thing. So proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me today.
She's
please.
So excited to be here, and I told her we can't play all Taylor Swift all morning long.
No, we do BTS, though. Taylor Swift and BTS and Post Malone.
Can we throw some Espresso in there, too?
We should. We really should.
We love that song.
That is a great song. Number 7 on the Billboard charts. Cracked the top 10.
Her first one. I mean, Sabrina ate up with that one, I have to say, guys. I think we got to play that one at some point, please.
I think I actually have your official album review from last week, Sophie. Hold on. This is the Sabrina Carpenter Espresso song. Sophie's thoughts?
10 out of 10, Slade, no notes.
10 out of 10, Slade, no notes.
She's just standing here nodding.
Yeah, that's it.
So Sophie's going to join the show. Yesterday was Take Your Daughter to Work Day, but today we're going to do it instead.
I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. You mentioned that she might be calling in or stopping in. That warms my heart to have her here.
Yeah, she's going to be hanging out with us this morning.
That's
so
awesome.
We're really excited about that. But yeah, it's a good day. We're so excited. We have so much happening this morning. So a busy show. Let's get the show started right now. Pre-show, you pick 'em time. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Pure Love by Crystal Waters? Do you want to hear Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim? Did you just test the mic?
No, it was Sophie's mic.
Sophie,
I got your mic. It's working and ready whenever you are.
Or do you want to hear Country Grammar by Nelly? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. A couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
The home of Vegas' best. Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there a sound that you absolutely cannot deal with? One celebrity has admitted that this sound is the worst. We'll tell you what it is, but first, the votes are in, and Country Grammar by Nelly is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1. This is the pre-show. Thank you guys for joining us here early this morning. There are sounds that, you know, the phrase nails on a chalkboard that are just really annoying. But then there are sounds that I never would have even thought of that some people find annoying. And this is one I definitely would add to that list.
Kim Kardashian was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and she talked about a sound that she does not like. Take a listen to this.
You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
And yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that is that somebody's only job? Is that
She goes on to say if she's with someone, that person that's with her will slide the thing off because she doesn't like the sound, the feel, anything to do with that cardboard.
The assistant. That's what she pays her assistant to do is take the sleeves off of her Starbucks cup. First world problems.
I couldn't find the actual sound of a sleeve coming off of a Starbucks cup, but here's cardboard being ripped up.
In her defense, have like a very odd consistency, mm-hmm. but it's not something that I've ever just been like, oh. Is there a sound that most people wouldn't even notice that makes you absolutely crazy? A sound you hate, 702-364-9400.
You know, for me, my phone is always on silent. Its volume's always down. It's always on silent, unless Laura's out of town, then I have the volume up in case she needs me for something. So anytime I hear an iPhone ring, it gives me a little anxiety. As soon as the phone rings, it's just for some reason when I hear that sound, it's like, who's calling me? What's going on? Why is someone calling me right now? It just gives me anxiety when I hear that sound.
The best is when you turn your ringer on to do that in public and everyone looks at their phone. Everyone's like, even though most of them have them on silent. I still, just now when you played that, I looked at my phone. I was
Can we hear this?
Yes.
Everyone's now grabbing their phone like, oh, did I get a message? No, that was us playing the sound effect.
Yeah, I don't find that annoying, but I can see where that would give you a little bit of anxiety because it's almost like, what's going on? What's happening?
Why is someone reaching out to me? Yes.
Yeah. For me, this is oddly specific, but I do not like the sound of someone bowling a strike. I hate that. Oh, gosh. That's not even that bad. You know the ones that, like, if you watch bowling on TV and it's like, crash, crash, crash. Oh, like, oh, my gosh. I hate that sound of all the pins going all over the place.
Is it just the pins or is it the whole process of the ball hitting the wood, the ball rolling down and then hitting the pins?
It's the crash.
It's the crash.
Yeah, the ball rolling down doesn't bother me at all. But it's when the ball makes contact with those pins and they go flying everywhere. I hate that sound. Luckily, when I bowl, I do not have the problem where I have to hear that sound very often.
Gutters don't make a sound.
Yeah, exactly.
They do not. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2048.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock on Friday, April 26th. Finally, Friday. Welcome to the show. Good morning to everyone. How you guys doing?
Great, great. Nice weekend ahead of us. Walk for Wishes tomorrow morning at Town Square. Come out and see us. Things start around 7:30 with the walk starting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's funny. I'm looking here at my setup this morning. I got my bottle of water. I got my apple. I got my coffee. And I'm looking at my big bottle of water and my apple. And this is the same for the past 4 days. I've been bringing the same apple and the same bottle of water to work and then taking it home and putting it back in the fridge and then bringing it back to work because I just don't get to it. I just don't eat it. Do you ever like take items on trips with you? In my mind, I'm envisioning this apple, like getting excited to go out for the day, going to experience life, come to the station, do the show with me, and then go back to its home in my refrigerator.
And tell his friends, like, oh my gosh, I was at the radio station today. It was so much fun. Maybe you'll go tomorrow.
Same thing with the bottle of water. Like, it's a running joke in my family because my husband always says that I take stuff with me on vacation. When we go places, he's like, oh, are you taking that on vacation with you? And it's like an outfit that I'm convinced I'm going to wear and I don't. But the thing that I always take on vacation with me is a book, but I never read it. I always take a book with me with full intentions of sitting down and reading it. Not once do I ever turn a page. So I just picture this book like, ooh, where are we going today? Awesome. That sounds like fun.
Oh, we're in Reno this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Do you ever take anything on vacation with you?
For me, it's a pair of shoes. There's always one item that I pack that I never even touch. Or I'm also extra on shirts as well. I'll get home from vacation or a trip or something and look at a pair of shoes like, why did I pack those boots? Or why did I pack those sneakers? I didn't even touch them. It just weighed my suitcase down. And then my suitcase has like this secret flap thing. And underneath it is a bunch of t-shirts that I never even got to. It's like, when I travel, I feel like I need to pack everything with me when I leave town.
I know. It's like, I think, oh my gosh, I have to have an outfit for the morning and for the afternoon and for night. And I always wear the same thing all day long. Why do we do that?
I might go for a run on the beach. You're not going for a run on the beach. But hey, I got sneakers. I got flip-flops. I got everything in case I go to the beach.
I need 40 pairs of underwear because you never know if I'm going to have an accident of some sort. When's the last time I had an accident? Years ago. But it could happen. Who knows?
Decades ago, right?
Yes. Well, I'll say years.
Just to be safe. Hey, we have a lot coming up on this Friday morning, including the copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear vinyl. That is yours in about 15 minutes when you win Heads Up. We also have What's Trending coming up here next. What do you have for us?
We are going to talk about the actress Jennifer Aniston. She's ready to serve up a cup of ambition. What does that mean? Details coming up in What's Trending. Something's got
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jennifer Aniston is trending this morning. Will the former Friends star be working a 9-to-5 job? The answer is yes. Variety has confirmed that she and her Echo Films partner, Kristen Hahn, are producing a reimagined version of the 80s classic 9-to-5. Now, the original starred Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton, about three women who seek revenge on their chauvinistic boss. The film's currently in development with writer and producer Diablo Cody. Do you remember her? She was responsible for Juno, the movie Juno.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so the plot details right now, they're being kept a secret, and no date has been announced for its release, but we're going to have a new 9-to-5. Are they going to keep the phrase 9-to-5? Because I feel like the time of working from 9-to-5, that's come and gone.
It has really changed.
Like, it's 9-to-5 anymore.
And same to weekends have changed too for a lot of people, especially here in Las Vegas. It's not that traditional weekend of Saturday and Sunday. You might have a Tuesday and Wednesday off. The weekends have changed for people. And then will Dolly and everyone else kind of, will they have a cameo in the movie? I never saw the original. Did you?
I never did either. No, it was out in like the early 80s.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did not see it. But knowing that Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton were the three stars, who would be like the modern day three stars of that? Who would you cast as the Jane Fonda, the Lily Tomlin, and the Dolly Parton?
Ooh, I do like putting Jennifer Aniston in there. I like sliding her in there. So then who would we put in around Jennifer Aniston? We need a singer, because Dolly's a singer. And that was a big thing for Dolly, singing, to do acting in this movie. So who
But did she sing in the movie?
I think she
just did the theme song, right?
Yes, and she just acted in the movie. I'm saying, do we take like a singer and put it in that slot too? Like, I can't believe Taylor Swift or Beyonce's in this movie.
I was kind of going for like not a younger cast, but like a cast of like the Who's Who It Girls right now. So I was thinking like Sydney Sweeney in Dolly Parton's part. Who is the girl that played that was in the new Hunger Games movie? My daughter Sophie is here with us. What's her name?
That would be Rachel.
Oh, you don't have your thing. Rachel Ziegler. Rachel Ziegler.
She was okay. Yes. Okay.
Uh huh. Oh, do you have her on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not working. That's really weird.
It takes a second to turn on if you just turned it on.
Are you there? No, it's not coming on.
I hear it. It's
oh, you hear it? Oh,
no, I don't hear Sophie, but the mic's on.
Oh, that's really weird. Okay, anyway, Rachel Ziegler as, let's say, Lily Tomlin was kind of like a comedian. So then maybe Rachel Ziegler as Jane Fonda. And then I don't know, throw in like Billie Eilish and have her be
the singer stepping into the acting role. I like that.
But just not a what was I made for. 9 to 5.
Oh, no, my gosh. We need to do Kevin Upbeat Billy. Hey, coming up here, we have a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department. That is yours. This is the exclusive Target Phantom Clear Vinyl. That's yours when you win Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We have our contestant, Heather. Heather, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up? All right, let's do this. We have this really cool Phantom Clear vinyl of Taylor's album, The Tortured Poets Department, and a Target exclusive just for you. If you win, Heads Up, your category this morning is New Kids on the Block. New Kids on the Block Day was on Wednesday, so these are all different boy bands, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You.
Okay.
All right,
let's
do it. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct and you win, and you start now.
They sing I Want It That Way. They sing. Yes. They sing Bye Bye Bye. Yes. This is Harry Styles was in this band. Yes. This is John, Paul, Ringo, and George.
The Beatles.
Yes. This is Jungkook, Jimin, RM, J-Hope, Korean boy band.
BTS?
Yes. This is, they were a spinoff of New Edition. They sing Poison, Never Trust a Big Button Smile. This is Nicholas Shay's boy band.
98 Degrees.
Yes. 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 You got it. Congratulations.
Right.
Woo. You know your boy bands. The only one we skipped on was Belle Biv DeVoe.
But got it.
You got it anyway, Heather. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. And you're going to the weekend with a copy of the new Taylor Swift album, The Tortured Poets Department, on the Target exclusive Phantom Clear Vinyl. That is all yours. I'm really excited that your daughter Sophie's here in studio with
us. Yeah, Sophie is here. Say good morning.
Oh, let me turn her mic on there. Okay. Nope.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Yeah, she's in town. She came in town for my birthday this weekend. And yesterday was Take Your Child to Work Day. We're a day late, but here we are, and coming up next, you have a pop quiz for her?
Yeah, 90s slang. A couple weeks ago, you guys were giving us the some of the Gen Z slang and see if we can understand it. I want to give Sophie some 90s slang to see if she can decipher the stuff that we were dropping back in the day.
Oh, man. I probably still drop some of these phrases.
She's like, Mom says that every night.
We'll put her to the test coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It is 6:32. Streaming live on the Odyssey app. Generations have different sayings. Generations have different slang that they use. And as I find it interesting because I have 2 Gen Z daughters, and sometimes their language rubs off on me, and I'm not trying to like act cool and stuff, but it's like, you know, when you surround yourself mm-hmm. with those people, and I'll say things like, oh, gosh, what do I say? The other day, I was saying it as a joke, but my daughter did something well on something. And I'm like, oh, did she eat?
You used that before. I like that slang. And you wrote, Steph, do you remember what it was? On our, we were exchanging ideas, and Mercedes had like on our topic list. She had wrote something down.
They gagged her or something like that.
Brooklyn was gagged or something like that.
I was gagged, yeah. So my daughter Sophie is in studio with us this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
So we're going to see how you do when it comes to 90s slang, okay?
Oh, honey, good luck to me.
I have a feeling Sophie's going to do very well at this, but it is funny because the stuff that we hear now, like you said, what are the slang terms kids are using today? But you go back to stuff that we use in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, everyone's got their own slang.
Well, not just that, but like I hang around you and I develop your habits. You might develop some of my habits, or at least observe them. I don't know if you develop them.
Okay, I'll say the phrase, and Mercedes, if you want to use it in a sentence, you can. Sophie needs in a sentence. So the first one, Sophie, all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, my dad says this all the time. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. I know. Yes. It's so good that it's all that in a bag of chips, you know? It's amazing.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
It's like the hot thing, you know? Like, it is, it's that thing.
It's not just the sandwich. You're getting a bag of chips with that as well. A little bonus right there, a little extra. Taylor Swift's new album. It's all that in a bag of chips.
That's perfect description right there.
Let's go with bounce.
Is that like leave? Like, gotta bounce, bro?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, very good.
Bout it, bout it.
I'm sorry, was that like a bark? What did you say?
Bout it, bout it.
Is it like about it? Like, I am about it?
Yes, we're shorting it though. It's just bout it, bout it.
I've never heard that phrase before. Wait, can you use it in a sentence?
Hey, do you want to go to Starbucks afterwards and listen to the Taylor Swift album? Bout it, bout it. Let's do it.
I've never heard a single person use that. Where did you get that?
This is off of something that was used in the 90s. These are popular 90s slang.
You've never said it, though.
I never said bout it, bout it. I've never heard that before. Anyone hear bout it, bout it back in the 90s? 702-364-9400. Let's go with... Well, you should know that one. Cut it out.
Oh, yeah. That's when the students are being too loud in class. Cut it out, guys. Let's do our worksheet.
Cut it out. Remember from Full House, Uncle Joey?
Oh, yes.
Cut it out. Yeah.
Not.
Do you want me to use
Can
it in a
Can I
sentence?
Get a spelling and a definition? I feel like this is spelling bee. What?
Use it in a sentence, Mercedes.
Okay. Let's see. JC, your hair looks so flat today. Not.
Oh, like sarcasm.
Yeah, I'd say sarcasm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Salty.
Oh, see, my generation has used this like a couple years ago. Is it the same thing? Like, oh, she got an 89 on her test. She's salty with her teacher because she didn't get an A.
My generation used this a couple years ago. 90s generation still using it.
Yeah, you're right, Sophie, on that one. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
I think that's like the literal meaning of it, if I'm correct.
Like, if you were like, hey, Mercedes, I'd be like, that's my name. Don't worry about it.
Y'all were sassy in the 90s.
We were. How about talk to the hand?
Oh, that's like, oh, stop, honey. Stop. I'm done with you.
Talk to the hand. About it.
I remember it was talk to the hands because the ears ain't listening. We were really salty back in the 90s.
Seriously? Oh my goodness.
Well, here's one that's very dated. What's the 411?
Well, like, what's the T, sis? You know?
Do you know what 411 is?
It should be a phone number, right?
And you would call it, and it gave you information. If you had a question about something, you could call 411 and ask for information.
Was that like Google back in the day?
Kind of,
I guess.
You just ask for phone numbers. Like, hey, can I get the phone number to Mix 94.1? And they would give you just phone numbers, right? You couldn't call and ask it like general questions.
Why didn't you just ask the operator for that?
I would always dial 411 for
411?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you weren't supposed to ask general questions?
Could you?
Oh, man. A poor operator I talked to. When will I get a boyfriend? I don't know, honey.
What's going to happen to Dylan on 90210? Is he coming back next season?
Exactly.
About it.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
We talked about this a lot yesterday, about TikTok being banned, and the company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, they say they're not going to sell it. That's one of the stipulations, that it needs to be sold. Otherwise, it will get banned. And they said it's not happening. In a statement that was posted on a Chinese media platform that it owns, ByteDance denied a report that said it's looking at its options for possible sales. Earlier this week, if you missed it, the president signed a bill into law that calls for them to sell TikTok or face being banned in the U.S. Only 17% of active TikTok users are based in the U.S., and that's 170 million users. ByteDance has said that they would not sell So that it's all about this algorithm. TikTok's algorithm is just like coveted by other social media and tech companies, and it's a real big secret on their algorithm and how they get you to see the things that you see. It's kind of crazy.
Well, we had Vegas Starfish on the show with us yesterday, a huge influencer, and she was talking. I didn't realize the difference between TikTok and Instagram and YouTube Shorts. Like she was saying, if you like watching cat videos at 3 o'clock in the morning, TikTok is going to give you those cat videos at 3 o'clock in the morning. Whereas Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, they kind of have their own narrative a little bit and feed you some stuff that maybe not might not fit into that. I like watching cat videos at
like
3 o'clock
in the morning.
Like
what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But with TikTok, you're going to see what you want to see. Have you ever ended up on the wrong side of TikTok where you see a video and you're like, okay, no, I was not supposed to be on this side of TikTok, please.
I ended up on it last night and I don't know how I got on it, but it was a woman that just lost her dog. And she had done videos and pictures of the dog in its final. It's so sad. The dog in its final days where there's a dog lying on the bed. And the next slide is the bed without the dog.
Well, in my mind, no offense, you're the perfect audience for that because you're a dog owner. And the algorithm algorithmed and put you like you're going to appreciate this because you're a dog owner. You love your dogs. And I feel like it did its job.
It certainly did. As soon as I was there, I probably watched 5 minutes of these videos. And when I was done, Jax is sitting right next to me. Zoe was already upstairs in bed. And I gave him a little extra treat, gave him an extra little pet. I gave him a little hug thinking, oh, this, I bet that dog owner that lost their dog would give anything to give their dog one more hug. So I did give Jax a hug after I watched the videos.
See, it did its job. I was on TikTok and I am smack dab in the middle of this debate, which it found me, the algorithmed. Black SUV moms versus white SUV moms. Have you heard this whole debate? And we can talk about this here in a couple of minutes.
We should dive in to see what kind of a SUV mom you are because Steph and I saw this too, and we were discussing this, and there's some controversy going on right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the theory is, and we'll come back to this in a second, a black SUV mom is kind of like that mom that like has kind of fly by the seat of their pants, nothing is really organized, kind of not life in shambles, but just like, you know, just kind of getting through the day. And the white SUV mom, if you drive the white SUV, you're put together. You're dressed all nice. You're so sweet to your children. You have all their activities planned out. So which SUV mom are you? A black colored SUV mom or a white colored SUV mom? It's really interesting, the whole logic behind that.
I see Steph starting to get fired up right now. Do you want to get into it coming up here in a few minutes?
Yeah, and if you drive an SUV, what color is it? And tell us if you fall into that category. Let's talk about it. Black SUV moms versus white SUV moms. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Question? Things that I've got. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Happy Friday. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. There's a thing going around on TikTok, and it's saying that mothers fall into the category of a white SUV mom or a black SUV mom. If you drive a white SUV, you are a certain way. And if you drive a black SUV, you are a certain way. And do you agree with this? Here's what they say about moms who drive a white SUV.
White SUV moms have their lives together. They shop at Target. They go to Starbucks. They go to the gym. They wear Lululemon. They've got all of their children well-groomed and monogrammed here and there and everywhere. They're involved in PTO. They have immaculate homes.
That is what a definition of a white SUV mom. Do you drive a white SUV and do you fall into that category? Do you exhibit those personality traits? 702-364-9400. If you drive a black SUV, this is what it says about you.
Black SUV moms listen to gangster rap in the car pickup line. They wear graphic tees. They do not have their lives together. Their home is not immaculately pulled together. There is no theme. There is just mismatch. Have a party.
I drive a black SUV. Am I a black SUV mom? And what do you drive? Do you agree with this? 702-364-9400.
Steph and I were talking about this. Steph, I'll let you go first on this one. Ladies first on this one. What do you think Mercedes is? Oh, let me get her microphone on.
Mercedes is definitely, hands down, no argument about it. And this is no guarantees, stereotypes to you, Mercedes, but You're a black SUV mom for sure. And the reason why I say that is I see Mercedes. I'm pulled up next to her at a red light. She is bumping Snoop Dogg. She has gin and juice on blast. And I'm like, she has Ice Cube for sure. You are definitely a black SUV mom, hands down. You do have your life together, don't get me wrong. But right when they said gangster rap, Mercedes, that was the dead giveaway for sure.
That's funny.
Well, we have to give you the gangster rap. We know you love gangster rap. So maybe, in my mind, you're a white SUV with a black interior because you do like your gangster rap. Can you have a white and black SUV mixed together? I don't know. But you have so many traits of the white SUV. Your life is together. I know you have your days, but your life is together. You got your stuff going on. I know you shop at Target. You love Target. You work out, whether you go to a place or not, I'm not sure. But you have talked about working out in your garage with your weights. Lululemon. I know you have Lululemon. Your children put together. I'm looking at one of them right now. Sophie's in studio this morning. Sophie and Brooklyn are put together. You have two beautiful daughters that just have their stuff together. Was it PTO or PTA?
PTO, like parent-teacher organization.
Yeah, you're not involved in that.
No.
But you're involved in your children's lives in such a strong way. You go to Brooklyn's volleyball tournaments. You travel to go see Brooklyn play volleyball. You are a white SUV mom all the way.
I don't know, guys. This is tough. Can I just be a gray SUV mom and be a little bit of both?
The cement-colored ones that are out there?
Let's talk to Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning. Are you a white SUV mom or a black SUV mom?
I would definitely be a black SUV mom.
Why is it?
So I'm always running late. I'm never on time. I have no shame shopping at Walmart. I jam out to Eminem all day in the car. And I have no problem flipping off the driver that tried to cut me off.
It sounds like we should be friends, Chelsea.
Chelsea sounds cool.
Our phones are packed. We're talking black SUV moms, white SUV moms. What are you? What are you? Some of your traits? And I guess we should go to one of the people that made me a mom and get the definitive answer. You two are arguing whether I'm a black SUV mom or a white SUV mom. Sophie will be the tiebreaker.
Oh, I love it. We'll have Sophie's thoughts.
Do you have some thoughts on this?
I definitely have some opinions, yes.
She's the one that sees it 24/7.
Okay, so let's see what the actual child thinks of what kind of mom I am. That's coming up. It's Mix 94.1. Beautiful girl.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
We're talking about black SUV moms and white SUV moms. Which one are you? This is a trend on TikTok right now. This is what the qualities you possess if you drive a white SUV.
White SUV moms have their lives together. They shop at Target. They go to Starbucks. They go to the gym. They wear Lululemon. They've got all of their children well-groomed and monogrammed here and there and everywhere. They're involved in PTO. They have immaculate homes.
If you drive a black SUV, these are the traits you have.
Black SUV moms listen to gangster rap in the car pickup line. They wear graphic tees. They do not have their lives together. Their home is not immaculately pulled together. There is no theme. There is just mismatch. Have a party.
Which one are you? And do you think that these are accurate stereotypes? Carrie, hey, what do you think?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what color SUV mom are you?
Okay, so I am self-admittedly a mom that is not on TikTok, so you guys help keep me cool. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Our pleasure.
I am a white SUV mom all the way, and I'm sitting next to my son as we're on the way to school, and he was looking at me for every point you listed going, that is so you.
Okay, so tell us some of the points. Like, do you wear Lululemon?
So I do. I wear a brand of Lululemon. We're at the gym, my husband and I, all the time. My life has to be very organized, kids' schedule. As soon as you said the house has to be completely meticulous, my sons start going, that's you, that's you.
I have to be honest, Carrie, I'm a little jealous that you have everything in order. That is so cool.
There's days, obviously, I don't have it together, but when you're, it's my son's birthday on Monday, and when your 12-year-old is telling you, hey, that is you, you got to own it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carrie, where do you stand on gangster rap?
My son is into the gangster rap, so he's keeping me cool. So I guess that would sort of take me into the gray spot with you, Bertie.
Okay, so you've got like a hint of gray, just a touch of gray. All right, Carrie, thank you so much. You have a great day. Let's talk to Alisa.
Hello.
Hey, black SUV mom or white SUV mom? Which one are you?
I'm a black SUV mom. I drive a black SUV.
Why do you think we gravitate towards those colors because of our traits? Or I like the black SUV, which is what I drive too, because I feel like it doesn't look like dirty as quickly as a white SUV.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Because you don't have your stuff together, you don't have time to go to the car wash.
Yes, exactly. What other traits of the black SUV mom do you have, Alisa?
I listen to the same music. I'm running around constantly, but it sounds like working moms are the black SUV moms. We're doing the best that we can. We do what we can. We're running around. We might be late for soccer. We might be crazy and there's soccer stuff all in the car, but we're going to show up and we're going to be there. We're going to do the best that we can. White SUV moms have way too much time on their hands. It doesn't sound like they're working at all.
Oh my gosh. Shots fired to the white SUV moms. Whoa.
White SUV moms want to respond. Alisa, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Noah. Noah has a take on all of this. Hey, Noah, what do you think?
Hey guys, good morning, Mercedes. Good morning, everybody. Hey, a counterpoint, black SUV, gray SUV, or white SUV, I think you all are all in denial. Just get the minivan, yo. It's much more room.
You have a point.
Complete denial.
Yeah, I know. We need to. Denial ain't just a river in Egypt. We need to get out of it. Thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Noah.
Hey, can I get a shout out to my brother and sister?
Yeah, what are their names?
Hey, Abby, Charlie, good morning. They listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Aw, thanks. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Noah, for calling. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
I think you have definitely have the gangster rap trait, Mercedes, but I do think you have so many more of the white SUV traits.
Okay, so you think I'm a white SUV mom, Steph?
With the rap music.
You think I'm a black SUV mom.
Totally.
Okay, my daughter is here. It was a bring your child to work day yesterday. As a typical black SUV mom, I'm a day late. So she's here in studio now. Sophie is here. What's your take on this? What do you think I am?
See, even though JC has some valid points, Steph hit it right on the head. You are black SUV mom. But, like, not in, like, a derogatory way, because I liked what Alisa was saying, you know? Like, I feel like with the black SUV moms, like, you guys got a little bit of spice. You guys got some flavor, you know? Like, you have that personality. You guys have that drive, you know? You guys are hustling.
It's a facade, the Lululemon. It's really the baggy jeans. She wants to wear her Jordans around. Don't lie.
Literally wearing a Disney World shirt today. Black SUV mom right here.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Lynn, your caller 20. Ready to try the Mega Minute?
Yes, we are.
Okay. You have some help with you this morning?
Yes, my kids are here on with me. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. In fact, if they know it before you, just tell them to scream it out. We'll take the answer, okay?
Okay, scream it out if you know.
All right. Oh, get ready.
Lynn, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly, playing for these Sam Hunt tickets. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What sense do you use with your nose?
Smell.
Yes. What color is at the top of the rainbow?
Red.
Yes. The United States purchased Alaska from which country?
Russia.
Yes. At what Ivy League school did Mark Zuckerberg create Facebook?
Yale.
No. Which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono?
John Lennon.
Yes. What is the name of the country festival that is a sister branch of Coachella?
Lollapalooza?
No. What basketball team did Michael Jordan win championships with?
Chicago Bulls.
Yes. Area 51 is located in which U.S. state?
Nevada.
Yes. What is the largest planet in the solar system?
Jupiter.
Yes. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Eight.
No.
Wait.
No. At what Ivy League school did Mark Zuckerberg create Facebook?
Harvard.
Yes. What is the name of the country festival that is a sister branch of Coachella?
We were so close.
In your defense, I had no idea that an octopus has three hearts. Did you guys know that?
I had no idea.
No.
I literally Googled that because I was like, what? Like,
what's it doing with three hearts?
I know. I had no clue, Lynn. And then that that name of the country festival that is a sister branch of Coachella, that's Stagecoach. Stagecoach on that. I have to say, your kids did really well.
That was
I heard a couple of answers for them. So thank you so much for trying, Lynn. We really appreciate you. That means caller 20 right now, you get those tickets. Sam Hunt live in concert at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas in October. You want to go? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
A lot of outlets are reporting right now that King Charles's health has been rapidly deteriorating after he was diagnosed with cancer back in February. He's mostly stayed out of the limelight since he was diagnosed. But sources are saying that the situation's worse than the royal family is letting on. The sources are saying that preparation for his funeral began the day after Queen Elizabeth was buried. But now they're regularly being updated as his health declines. It's pretty customary to make updates. And the code word for his death plan is Operation Menai Bridge. That's the death plan name.
All right.
But Prince William would ascend to the throne in the event of his dad's death. And Buckingham Palace made it clear that it would not give running commentary on the king's health.
I did see these stories as well and updating plans, making changes. This guy, he waited his entire life to get the spot, and he finally gets in the spot, and his health is in such a really bad condition right now.
Yeah, it's sad. They're not going to give us a lot of information
on sure
that.
We know
how
the royal family, Middleton, right?
Yeah,
oh, my
gosh. Let's talk about Taylor Swift this morning. Her Eras Tour, it's only coming to three U.S. cities this year, Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis, and those ticket prices are insane. Absolutely insane. But there's some research that shows you could actually save money by going to Europe to see it. So this travel site compared the cost of a two-night trip to stops on the Eras Tour, including a cheap ticket to the show, two nights at a four-star hotel, six inexpensive meals, two taxi rides, and a beer. But not the cost of airline tickets. That's not
included.
Oh,
that's the big factor right there.
Yeah, but they wanted to see where is it's most affordable. Can you guys guess the city that it's most affordable on her European tour to go see Taylor in the Eras Tour?
Well, I was thinking London, but it's probably be pretty pricey. Is she going to London?
She is going to London, and that is not one of the top 10. Maybe we should bring our resident Taylor Swift expert on, which is my daughter Sophie, who is in studio today. Where would you say is the cheapest European city for her to go, or
so,
for you to go?
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking Warsaw, Poland. And then I know there's another city in Germany. It's not like a big city, like one that you would think of off the bat, but it's like it has a really long name.
Would it be Gelsenkirchen? Because you're correct. That's number two.
Oh, that's one of her stops right there?
Gelsenkirchen, Germany. The average cost would be $749 to go see her there. With all those things included.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, you're right. It's Warsaw, Poland.
Is it really?
Warsaw, Poland. She's going there. They say it's an average cost of $712. Some of the other cities, Hamburg, Germany is number three. Stockholm, Sweden is number four. And then believe it or not, Paris, France is number five, which I find very, very interesting. I thought that would be one of the most expensive stops.
Sophie, would you be open to looking up a flight and flying there to see Taylor in Poland?
Oh, absolutely, baby. If any chance to see Taylor, I'm snatching.
See her overseas? That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Especially she posted yesterday for her For a Fortnite YouTube Shorts challenge, and it's looking like we could see some Tortured Poets Department set added to the Eras Tour. So
what clues did she give on that?
So before, way back when we saw all the mics, there was a bright white microphone. And in this video, there's like this railing that has the logo of the TTPD in it. And there's also a clip of her with her dancers in the background, and the dancers are wearing these like top hats, and they have these canes, which are not present in any current part of the set list. So it was a day for Swifties yesterday, because now we're thinking, okay, well, what song could this be? What songs is she adding?
Do you think it'll be Fortnite, since that's like the first single?
It's tough to say. I definitely think I Can Do It with a Broken Heart will make an appearance.
I'm a real tough kid. I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did.
That'd be cool if she worked in the new stuff.
Smile, even when you wanna.
You know she's got to. She can't do an Eras tour and not include her latest era, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So are you going to Europe then?
I hope so.
A little gift from your parents. You just finished your second year of college.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well deserved.
Just gifts for everyone. Why not?
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning. It is Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. Always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Buffalo's Beef.
Means it's time for Buffalo's Beef. Buffalo Larry, who, if you don't know, he is a downtown fixture, a man of many talents, and also JC's hairstylist. but Buffalo Larry, you know, you sometimes you get mad at things and you are upset, and you usually have a beef or two. So every Friday we check in with you to find out where's the beef. What's up?
What up? Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How are you feeling today, Larry? Are you happy or are you not happy?
Yeah, you know, I've had a whole lifestyle change. I've been running about 3/4 mile every morning, and, you know, it's just really, it makes me feel better than everybody else.
Oh, man, we're not going to have Buffalo's beef very much longer. He's going to be too happy.
He's going to be happy. He's going to be giving us a positivity.
Yeah, I got to stop. I'm going to stop.
Stop running, Larry. Okay, well, what are you beefing about today? What's upsetting you?
Well, so I got some insider information that, Mercedes, you might take this one personally, but it's things like Disney adults, Harry Potter adults, Star Wars adults. I go to pick up my daughter at school, and I can't stand when I see a Tinkerbell bumper sticker. I know everything about you already.
I'm literally wearing a Disney World shirt today.
I believe it. But, like, what happened, like, when, like, my parents were grown up at, like, 25 years old. Why am I seeing 45-year-olds wearing Hogwarts T-shirts? Man.
Hey, man, we have to let everyone know what house we belong to, Gryffindor.
No, we don't. You can just wear a green T-shirt.
Mercedes, Larry told me, when I saw him this week, that he has some issues with these Disney adults and everything. I told him, I said, I think you're going to ruffle some feathers with this one.
I love it. Well, clearly, Larry, you are a Slytherin. I'm just saying.
I don't know what that is, but whatever.
I love it. That, I mean, I think maybe it's like trying to, you know, have that youthfulness about you. And it's also a way I bond, like, with my kids and stuff. But you're saying it's time to move on. Is that what I'm
either
getting?
That or just keep it to yourself.
Don't flaunt it.
The world doesn't want to know.
Problem. Yeah. Buffalo's Beef.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now, it's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Annette. How are you this morning?
Very good, Mercedes.
Thank you for joining us. You are a part of the show right now as our guest vetoer for the Oh Wow Wheel. It's Friday. We're spinning the wheel. You decide if the song gets to play. Sophie, my flowers are blocking me, so I can't see who it lands on. So you're going to have to tell me. My daughter Sophie is in studio with us right now. Who did it land on?
You.
It landed on me? Oh, my gosh. It landed on me.
Nice.
Yay. Okay. All right. Here's the deal, Annette. I'm going to tell you what my category is. I'm going to tell you what my song is. And you decide if we play it or if you want to give me the veto. And no hard feelings either way. If you do give me the veto, it's going to move on to another person. I'm not going to tell you who that is quite yet. But here we go. So my category this morning was a song from a decade you love. So obviously, I went with the 90s. And we were talking earlier about white and black SUVs and the moms that drive them, and how black SUV driving moms love gangster rap. So I picked a song that's not quite gangster rap, but it's definitely rap, and it's by Bone Thugs and Harmony. I picked The Crossroads. Now, Annette, do you want to hear it, or would you like to give me the veto?
I want to hear it, Mercedes.
Yes! You must be driving a black SUV right now. It plays.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday morning. Oh, wow, Wheel.
Me so happy. That was my song, The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. My category was a song from a decade you love. I love the 90s and all things 90s music. If I would have gotten the veto, though, JC, it was going to go over to you.
Oh,
so
okay.
What was your category and what was your song?
My category is a song that references food or drinks, and it's a song that came out in the 80s from John Cougar Mellencamp. It's a song, Jack and Diane, which references chili dogs.
Oh, yeah. Life goes on.
Well, when I made this category, I meant like in the title.
Oh, I didn't know it was in the title.
I didn't know they referenced chili dogs in the song either.
I'm like, Jack and Diane? What are we? How is that?
We talked about chili dogs. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought it was a song.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's you know what? You took a different approach,
Thank you.
I like your creativity on that. Way to
Thank you.
Get a song in. Okay, so Steph, you weren't in the mix. What was your category and what was your song?
A 90s song sung by a band. This song was released in 1997. I went with Song 2 by Blur.
Lots of 90s vibes on the show this morning.
Yeah.
I like it. Very cool. There you go. Every Friday we do it. And since we're on the whole 90s vibe trip, why don't we go with some Goo Goo Dolls this morning? It's Iris. It's on Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Nicole. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
We are doing so great. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. Woo! You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. So your category is Dexter's Laboratory. World Laboratory Day was on Tuesday. So these are all things that are associated with science, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Nicole. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see the B-52s, and you start now.
If you do experiments, it's your job. You are a...
scientist.
Yes. This is what you would look through, and stuff would be on a slide, and you would look
microscope.
At... Yes. This is a category of science where you study life and...
biology?
Yes. This is... the mitochondria is the nucleus of the... or the mitochondria... Yes, yeah, whatever. This is the theory of where monkeys turned into humans.
Evolution?
Yes, this is, if you are making your prediction as to what is going to happen before your experiment, it is your what?
Hypothesis?
Yes!
Yes! Nice!
Yes, yes, yes. What is the saying? The mitochondria is the what? The powerhouse of the cell. Oh, my gosh. But you still knew what I was talking about, Nicole. My daughter's, like, correcting me. She's like, it's powerhouse.
Nicole, congratulations. Those tickets to go see the B-52's Love Shack, the Vegas residency. This is at the Venetian Theater over at the Venetian Resort in November. So congratulations to you, Mercedes. One of the most talked about things on the show from Thursday morning had to be this. Let me
is my song about JC and how you can see his nipples through his shirt. And I created this song. And then I created a song for Steph, too.
Yeah, about all the weddings that she goes to. Steph, where you at? Too many weddings. It's a fact,
neglecting your job. It's time to face deadlines and the morning. Story of my life. So, you guys are going to give us two topics in regards to me, and we're going to create songs for me on the spot. This should be interesting. Man, AI is very scary. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I am genuinely scared of AI. AI is so scary. It can do so many things so fast. And case in point, yesterday I created some customized songs for you guys using AI. And all I had to do was give AI a couple of details about you guys and things about your personality or situations you're in. And literally in less than 10 seconds, I had a fully produced song about you.
It's wild. So the one you did for me was about, I ordered, there's a couple white shirts that I realized, but you can see my nipple, my right nipple. And so I ordered nipple covers and you just punched that into AI and that's what it came out with, these songs?
I said, write a song about JC and why, and how his left nipple shows through his shirts. And it generated a song called Nip Slip. It titled it. Cover, gotta find it fast. JC's wardrobe needs a little contrast. That was the, I mean, it sounds like, I'm sorry, it sounds, Sophie, don't you think it sounds like a Taylor Swift song? Like, Taylor could literally be singing about JC's left nipple cover.
She could. And here's the one that the you did two songs for me. This one sounds very Taylor Swift-y. Nip slip on JC. Don't let it
show. Gotta cover. Are you ready for it?
That was more Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
That was giving some padam padam energy.
But he did one for Steph with all the weddings that Steph has to attend this year. Steph, where you at?
Produced by Sarah Bareilles on Natasha Bedingfield.
It does sound like that. Oh,
I'd like to hear Ed Sheeran on that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's the assignment just to show how scary AI is. You guys get to both payback, you know, payback's fair play. So we're going to do it about me. You guys can give me any trait about myself, and I will generate a song in less than 10 seconds about whatever you want me to have them write about. Okay?
Okay. Let's go with the first one being about K-dramas.
K-dramas?
I know you like your K-dramas. You always have great recommendations as far as K-dramas. That's all I watch.
Yeah.
Watching for a couple of years. You binge these things. So I'm going to say you and your love of K-dramas.
Okay, so write a song about Mercedes and her infatuation with K-dramas. Okay, generating. Okay, we got it. Are you guys ready?
The one that
it's named
just pops
it.
Up like that. That
it
fast.
Named it. It named it. It called it K-Drama Addict. It literally, that's the title of it. Are you guys ready to hear
it? Yes, I can't wait to hear it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Mercedes, she's got a habit. Watching K-dramas can never quit. From Queen of Tears to Alchemy of Souls. She's hooked on the stories that take their toll. Crash landing on you. In the sky with each episode, she's ready to fly in this game. It's got her on the edge, she's riding the thrill till the very end. This is a really good song.
What?
Sounds like kind of Miley Cyrus.
Whoa.
Oh,
this is good. I like this. Late night
tentacles. She's deep in the soul.
Gosh,
that's
a hit.
That is scary good.
That's a hit song right there.
Whoa.
Was it mentioning the shows you watched?
It mentioned the shows. It said Alchemy of Souls, Queen of Tears, Crash Landing on You. That's crazy.
Those are the ones you watched, too,
and you didn't
right?
type any of those songs
no,
in, right?
No, that crazy. I mean, we just did it. We just did it. Okay.
What?
Okay, Steph, you get to come back at me. I wrote a song about you going to too many weddings. You get to make a song about me. And again, this is how terrifying AI is, you guys. That was generated, fully produced in what time? 10 seconds? Okay, so what do you want me to put in for this one?
I want to write about how you don't like to complain when your steak comes out overcooked.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She doesn't, because she went to a restaurant. It was what? She asked for medium, and it came out well done. So let's just see what it comes up with.
Write a song about Mercedes and how she never complains about her steak being overcooked.
Yes.
Okay. Enter.
Some artists agonize months, years over a song.
And then AI.
Mercedes making hits here in 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Generating. Okay, it's in. Oh, it named it Silent Strength. Are you ready to hear Silent Strength?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Mercedes never fusses, never says a word. She's always polite, even when it's absurd. Restaurants mess up, overcooking her steaks, but Mercedes keeps her cool, never complains, for goodness sake. People take advantage, but she never speaks up. She's got silent strength, like a diamond's cut. Ignoring her own needs, always putting others first. But it's time for Mercedes to find a voice to quench her thirst. Silent strength.
Oh my God.
Wow. That is
silent strength.
Silent strength.
Speak your mind.
Tell them, sis.
Those are four hit songs that you created in 2 days.
Speak your mind.
Silent strength speaks to so many people.
10 out of 10. Yeah. What is it?
What is it, Sophie? What, 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. Slade, no notes.
No notes.
No notes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
Did you see that thing in New York that was flying in the sky that people are saying was a UFO?
We got to know. Was this last night?
Well, so this, it was in the news yesterday. A passenger on a flight from above LaGuardia in New York City captured video footage of this mysterious flying cylinder that she believes could be a UFO, and it prompted her to email the FAA about the potential safety hazard. Her name's Michelle Reyes, and she says that the people on the flight also saw object. Yeah, and it was traveling at around 2,500 feet. It was very close to the plane. They ruled out the possibility of it being a drone, a helicopter, military aircraft. An expert said that the object's unusual round shape and location near a major commercial flight path makes it intriguing and warrants further research. The FAA has confirmed it is checking on what it could be because the passenger's video does not seem to be doctored in any way.
And if other passengers said they saw it, too, looking out the window and seeing it.
Yeah, it was multiple witnesses on that one.
Whatever happened to the UFO stuff here in Las Vegas? Was that last year, the stuff landed in the person's backyard? There was the footage, the body cam footage from the police officer wasn't available. It was a national story. Then all of a sudden, poof, it just went away.
Just like many alien stories. Who believes that there are aliens in existence here? Raise your hand.
Hand is up. Steph's hand is up.
My Sophie? Hand's up. Sophie's hand is up. Do you here? Turn your microphone on. Is it on?
It's on.
Okay,
it's on.
Okay. Do you believe in aliens?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You're telling me we're on a floating rock in the middle of space, and there's no one else around.
I'm not telling you that because like, I believe you.
I'm right there with you, Sophie.
Like, there's got to be someone else. And I mean, NASA sent it out all these messages. Who knows what they're saying? Maybe they're like checking in, like the. Y'all realize what y'all saying to us out in this galaxy?
Like, the universe is too big. It's just too big. We hardly know anything about it. We know a lot, but hardly anything.
Yeah, I definitely believe that there is life out there for sure.
Have you ever seen anything, Sophie, looking up in the sky that you can't explain?
Well, I was at school once and I walked outside and there was like a bunch of stuff in the sky, but it ended up being like, I think it was like a SpaceX launch.
Oh, the Elon Musk. I've seen those too. Yeah. At first, it trips you out because there's these straight lines moving in the sky. Like, oh my gosh, it's a UFO. But it's something, it's the Elon Musk, like Starlink or something like that.
Yeah. I was like, what's happening here?
Or maybe that's what they wanted you to think.
Yeah.
But then a family friend told us about an alien encounter, and I was like, I'm like, where are they at? Where are they at?
It was from a very trustworthy source. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so our whole family, we are definite believers.
I'm a believer right there with you. Yeah.
For sure. We have Jason who wants to make a comment. Hi, Jason. Good morning. What do you think?
Hey, there's definitely aliens, and we knew where the house was because my wife grew up next door. But I looked online last night. There's images on Mars of black spiders covering Mars. Look it up.
What?
Mars and spiders?
Yeah.
Mars spiders.
We're all looking at it right now. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 2 hours ago. Spiders.
Wrap your head around that.
Spiders spotted on surface of Mars. Then it says, here's what they really are. The Mars orbiter images appear to suggest that the red planet has succumbed to an infestation of creepy crawlies, but what's really going on has to do with a carbon dioxide eruption.
Honey, these pictures are terrifying. Yeah. If I saw this, I'm out of there. That's like you see this in your house once and you're just moving away forever.
So what they're saying is that as the sunshine falls on layers of carbon dioxide deposited over the dark winter months, the ice begins to melt and the warmth causes the lowest layers of ice to turn to gas. The carbon dioxide gas warms and builds up before eventually breaking through slabs of overlying blah, 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 blah. So they're saying it's not spiders, but it does look like spiders. That's really scary.
Alien spiders we're dealing with now.
They do exist.
They do exist. Alien spiders. Coming up next, we got the Friday Rewind. What song do you want to hear? Let us know now. 702-364-9400. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It is time for the Friday Rewind Quiz.
This is when we take it back. We give you the year, and you have to figure out, along with me, what the song is backwards. It's truly a rewind on this one. What year are we going to?
This is the first time this year that we're going back to 1995.
1995.
This song spent 6 weeks on the charts, and this week in 1995, it jumped from number 57 to its peak position of 49.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like a huge hit. Sophie, do you want to help me out with this one?
Do what I can. There's no guarantees.
Okay, we'll try.
Okay, here we go. Back mindset of 1995. Sophie wasn't even alive yet, but no. That's okay. Let's go back. Ready? Here it is. Play it in reverse. If you want it, here's
why. I already know it. You don't know it?
I'm clueless, honey.
Have you ever heard of a group called Blues Traveler?
I know Blues Clues.
Is it Run Around by Blues Traveler?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I remember buying this CD and getting in a fight with my brother over it.
Did you really?
We got
why?
Into the biggest fight because I bought it from Target. I was all excited. I left it on the table. I was going to listen to it, and he stole it. And I find him in his room listening to it. I was like, I was so upset.
I'm stealing it back. So here it is, Blues Traveler, Run Around from 1995. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Friday. Everyone have a great weekend. We will see you tomorrow morning bright and early at Town Square, Las Vegas for Walk for Wishes, all to benefit Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. We're going to have a great time. It's so much fun. It's just all about being together and granting some wishes and raising money. So if you're out there, please come say hi. Stop by our table because we're going to give away a bunch of t-shirts. Brand new custom t-shirts while supplies last. So get out there early so you can grab one of those.
And Steph, are you doing the pretzel thing tonight? Is that tonight's your night?
Tonight's my night. Oh. I'll be at Hofra House at 6:30 is when my pretzel eating contest.
You're actually competing against others?
I'm competing in it. I don't know. And if I win, though, it will go to Make-A-Wish Southern Nevada. So that's
all
awesome.
All the more reason to support. Do you have a method that you're going to use on eating pretzels? Like, they're the big pretzels,
they're
right?
They're the jumbo pretzels. So my method is to stuff as much as in my mouth, chew as fast as I can, and water it down with water if I have water to sog
That's
it up.
That's what I was going to say. Like, get a cup of water and put the pretzel, soak it in the water, and then chew it. Let it get soggy first so it's soggy in your mouth.
Dip it in the water first?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the pros do. Yeah.
With the hot dogs, they dip them and get them wet, and then it's easier to chew them up and eat them.
Who are you going against, you know?
All these media people that don't matter because I'm the one that's going to win,
you are.
Baby!
Other media people.
Nobody matters.
No one else matters.
Seriously. Oh, it goes to Make-A-Wish. So hopefully we'll show up tomorrow morning with a nice check.
Yes, I'm hoping to. That's my
goal.
Nice.
Very nice.
She'll have a full belly, that's for sure.
Oh, good.
All bloated.
She's like, I really need to walk, guys.
Yeah, you can walk it off tomorrow morning. Well, that'll do it for show number 48 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning on Mix 94.1.